And it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Our names easier to say.
Indeed.
Renee Montagne.
And David Greene.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. The weather forecast for the day is for a cold one, a high of around 7, and we have been dropping for the day. We started out at 9 and now here on the studios at 8 degrees outside with a northwest wind at about 5 miles an hour. The wind chills are really cold, 15 to 20 below for the day. I would guess at 8 degrees, we're probably around 0 at the moment, but they will drop as we make our way through the day, all the way down to 15 to 25 below for the night for the wind chills, with a low of an actual air temperature of 4 below here in the Urbana-Champaign area on this Wednesday evening. Now, it's a Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group, where futures continue to trade lower. Beans are off now down between 13 and 14 cents for the day. The corn futures are down about a nickel. Wheat futures are dime lower. And the livestock futures in the cattle are up around 85 cents. The feeder cattle up about 90 cents. And hogs are up 37.5 in the nearby April contract. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and discuss why the trade is moving today is Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very, very well. It looks like we have a turnaround Wednesday rather than a turnaround Tuesday in the offing today, taking away nearly all the gains at this point that happened yesterday. Why is the trade moving lower?
Well, I think there are a number of things going on. When you look at the bigger picture, all eyes are on Brazil and farmers selling in Brazil. We all know that Brazil is very much, as much as 20% behind compared to normal for selling their crop. And so I would have to believe that there were some sales that came in on the bounce yesterday, get back above $10 on old crop. I think that even some of the U.S. people who are sitting on it were looking at making some sales. In general, not a big surprise. You know, we have been very much driven by what the funds have been doing, and it's not uncommon for them to come in one day, push the market higher, and come in the next day and push it back down. And so I think in the bigger picture, too, is, you know, we all know that China's on their Lunar Spring Festival from today all the way through next week, Tuesday. We've got Carnival going on down in Brazil. There's just so many things happening. I mean, kind of flies in the face of the biggest NOPA crush that we've ever had in January that was released yesterday, and yet it was below the expectations. And so I just think, you know, we're seeing weakness on the bean side, and it's primarily today following the meal market. And so these markets become more and more difficult from the standpoint that the fundamental part of it often is not the driver, in contrast to the algorithmic people or the black boxes, basically.
So what you're telling me is that at least yesterday you saw as a pop in the marketplace, I think maybe related to some logistics, and that today farmer selling or hedge pressure is coming into the market to turn it around. So does this mean that we're a swap and we'll go right back to where we were and kind of stay steady, or do you have an idea of whether this market will stay under pressure, what the fundamentals really that will continue to put some pressure on the market, whether that be up or down might be?
Right, well, you know, we have to take into account the fact that we have option expiration for March coming in on Friday. And, you know, some of the talk yesterday, of course, was that they were trying to test the market to see where they might be willing to hang some of the options, basically. You know, volatility has been very low in this marketplace, and so you get guys that are all over the place, especially speculative people looking to see once if they can't generate more income. And so I think that when you look at it If we stay below the 10.06 on March beans, which is the 100-day moving average today, and we close below that, we're currently at 9.95, then we will probably drop back down into the range that we've been trading for about the last seven business days. And so, you know, it's a circumstance where you can almost take a dart and throw it at a wall on any given day. When you looked at yesterday, you found it very hard to find any real good reasons for what the market was doing, and that's not uncommon. You know, we have the Ag Forum coming out on Thursday with the numbers being announced on Friday. Yesterday, I think we also looked at the idea that they believe we're going to see lower bean acres and higher corn acres, and they began to trade that, and then suddenly we took off. Now, the Ukrainian situation is interesting because the rail hub fell yesterday to the insurgents, and so how is that going to affect their overall ability to export is a question, you know, and I think that, you know, with that happening yesterday, it also motivated the market. But today we're just back to the same old thing. You know, we're saying, okay, we had good gains yesterday, so we're going to take profits today, and probably in a half an hour from now we'll figure out we might turn ourselves around again. You know, that's just been that's been the way the market has been of late, and it does make the job harder because you can't grab onto a particular trend necessarily and just say this is going to stay this way. Not when you have, you know, when you have long term people in the market, Todd. You know, like our farmers, you know, who have a and our end users who have actual other things involved rather than just cash. But when you have the big groups that are just working strictly on cash and really don't care the direction of the market, it just makes it more difficult. And I think it's harder for the farmer to say, I want to hedge. You know, I hear this comment all the time because, well, you know, the market just doesn't seem to want to go down. But I think we still have to focus on the fact that we're sitting on one of the largest farmer-held corn crops that we've seen in many, many years, and eventually, you know, even if the futures don't go down, I think basis will be suffering pretty severely. Not right now, because nobody's moving anything, but we have to also remember yesterday's action, Todd. If you have an HTA account or a contract, and you called up yesterday because this thing bounced up and they said, you know, close out my HTA, make it a cash contract now, then they're buying back the market. So that can motivate the market higher also. So, you know, I think there's just an awful lot of activity going on in the background here that's pulling the market both directions.
Is it important for both the spot month, March corn and March soybeans, that the moving averages have converged at this point, and we're really close on the hundreds, the 50s, the 10s, the 20s? They're all right in that range, within striking distance of current trade. And does that... make the market more volatile? Does it trip the black boxes? What happens?
I believe that what it does is, yes, it does add somewhat to volatility. I think that if you're looking at this, and I mean this is the case, you know, when you look at corn, we're above the 100-day, but we are definitely below the 40 and the 50-day moving averages. When you start to have those averages come in, you can imagine that if you trade above them, the black boxes are going to buy like wild because, you know, you've broken through some major, what you would consider to be major technical overhead resistance. And so when you're dabbling in this area, which is what we were doing yesterday and what we did earlier this morning, if you have failure at that, that's when you start to see things that are like we have going on right now. You'll see more profit taking. And, you know, I think sometimes we forget that the whole idea of this market is for price discovery, and that's really what it's all about. It's about trying to find out where the buys are and where the sells are. In other words, where there's a fair price, let's say. And so I think that, yes, does it make a difference? Yes. Does it create more volatility at times? Absolutely. And that's all magnified by the black box trading that goes on because, you know, they read the headlines. They read, you know, we know that when we were together up in LaSalle, Kevin Van Trump said that, you know, those black boxes basically are looking at Twitter, you know, and they're looking at how many times certain things are talked about out there and that they can trade thousands of contracts in seconds. And so, you know, all of that has changed the dynamic of the market in that respect. And
yeah.
So, you know, at this time of year, because we don't have a lot of physical grain moving, these are the things that move the market, you know, the media.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
You bet. Thanks, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes, of course, is with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Let's turn our attention to where the market is trading at this hour. March corn at 384, down 5.5, the May 5.5 lower. September down 5.25, and December at 415.25, down 5.25. March beans are 13.25 lower at $9.94.5. July down 14.25. November 13.5 lower at $9.72.75. Bean meal is down $4.90. Bean oil 24 cents lower. March wheat at 525.5, down 9.25 for the soft red. The hard red at 550.25, down 10 cents for the day. Bean meal, or rather live cattle futures, at 158.65 are up a nickel. March feeders at 202.30, up 85 cents. And lean hogs at 64.15 are 15 cents higher. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It is the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Time.